Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kufches, as we get into the second part, or the next part of Parachelek, and we'll start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kufzayin Mabez, just one ha'ara that I didn't get to mention at the end of yesterday's shiur. The Gemara right before the Mishnah mentioned how Avram Avinu was the first to get old, and up until that point, Avram and Yitzchak were exactly, able to differentiate between who they were. And that's why Avram davened that there should be Zikna in the world. Again, a lot of messages, what the message of Zikna is. You know, what is the message? Is the message of Zikna for others or for ourselves? Right? The Gemara gives the impression that it was just a practical measure of, you know, you should know the difference between the father and the son. But we mentioned Rav Pinkus writes in his Haggadah that Zikna is also reflected with white hair. Why is it that when, as we get older, you know, our hair turns white? So Rav Pinkus suggests, and that's what he writes this on the Higher Ani Kivin Shivim Shana, that Rav Elazar ben Azariah grew the white beard overnight, that white symbolizes clarity and purity, while black symbolizes a mixture of all colors. You make a child scribbles with 15 different colors, and everything turns black. While white symbolizes purity. When we're younger, and our hair is black, or brown, or red, whatever it might be, so we're pulled in so many different directions. And it's that's what life's about. A lot of good directions, but it's just that we don't always... we're not always able to focus on the ultimate goal as we get older and as we get closer to 120, right? So then white symbolizes the clarity that hopefully a zaken would have, and maybe that's also what Avram Avinu was davening for, asking for Zikna to be able to, that human beings should have that clarity of realization that the time comes and ultimately lefnei mi ata aser litin did v'cheshbon. Number one. Number two, the other point is the sick Gemara, where the Gemara says, until Yaakov Avinu, there was no sickness, there was no chulsha, boy rachmi v'avi chulsha, he davened, and there was chulsha. The Gemara does mention in Bava Basra that Avram Avinu helped out people who were sick. That's the question that the Achronim deal with. Why here, it sounds like Yaakov Avinu was the first to be sick, while Avram Avinu dealt with people who were sick. So various answers given, different type of sicknesses. But if you remember that Gemara, the end of the first parak in Baba Masra, the Gemara says that Evan Tova Haisa Tliya B'Tzavaro Shel Avram Avinu. There was a stone that Avram Avinu carried around his neck. Shekol Chole Haroe Oso Miyan Misrapa. Anyone who was sick who saw this stone was immediately healed. Amazing healing power. Ubishosh and Iftar Avram Avinu Mina Olam Tla'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begal Galchama. Hashem hung it as the sun, took this stone as the sun, and in that way he gave healing powers. All the Mefarshim wonder exactly what's the connection between the sun and the stone. So the we mentioned last week in the Parsha Shir, actually, Rabbeinu Bachai, the beginning of Parsha's Yisro, discusses this Gemara. And he says, what does it mean that he had a stone around his neck? It means he had power of Dibur. His neck meaning speech. He went and healed people who were spiritually ill, not physically ill. That's another answer to this question. Yaakov Avinu was talking about physically ill. Avram Avinu healed those that were spiritually ill, those that were distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those that did not believe in monotheism. He used his power of Dibur in order to bring them close, right? And that's what it means, the stone around the neck. And what happened after he died? Hashem made the sun. Hashem made nature. Hamachadish b'chol yom tamid. If we just open up our eyes, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, we'd be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through nature. And that's what it means that it was hung up as the sun. Okay, now we get to the Mishnah. After, again, the section, the censored part was here yesterday, but we will go on. We have a large daf in front of us as well. Says the Mishnah, Dor HaMabul Ein Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. The Dor HaMabul do not have a chelek to Olam Haba. Not only were they destroyed in this world, but they were destroyed in the next world. The Ein Omdim Badin. That, says the Yad Ramah, is a good thing. Not only meaning they're not going to have to stand up in judgment again. They were judged in Olam Hazeh, and they won't have to stand up in judgment again. Shene'emar, lo yadon ruchi ba'adam, lo olam, lo din, v'lo ruach. Right, lo din v'lo ruach, that both stages won't exist for them. The Me'iri here notes, as the other Rishonim mentioned earlier in the parak, there will be many different stages in the future, and we're not exactly sure what the stages will be, but the Me'iri says that we say it every Shabbos morning, right? So he says, though, the ones that instituted that bracha already allude to four different stages, but that's what this Mishnah is referring to also. He says, "V'kvar yadata lefi hadrachim datiyim sha'olam haba hu achar hamavas lahasharas hanefesh o lahachrasasa." Right, Olam Haba is afterwards. V'tchias amesim hu hazman ha'acharon kamoshi yichsu atchik neses gadola biyotzer shel Shabbos. V'sidru zmanim elu ha'olam hazeh Olam Haba yimos ha'mashiach tchias amesim. Those are the four stages in davening. Those are the four stages, says the Meiri. V'daitam b'mishnazu. And how do they interpret this Mishnah? That they won't get Olam Haba, and they won't stand up in judgment. Shetchias HaMesim af l'Rishayim, k'dei lidon gufam im nafsham. The last stage of Tchias HaMesim will be, and we discussed this earlier in the parak, everyone will come to Tchias HaMesim. The question is, what's going to happen? Bishas Tchias HaMesim. Is it going to be wonderful and amazing, or is it not going to be wonderful and amazing? So, says the Meiri, what it means here, lo danin, that they won't have, they won't be omid badin, that they were punished enough in this world and in the next worlds, but the final stage, they won't have to stand up in din and be punished again. Number one, dar haflaga. We'll call it haflaga, even though the proper grammar is probably hapalaga, but according to what the colloquial way of saying it is, that's what we'll say. Dar haflaga in lahem chelek olam haba, also do not have a chelek. Shneemar v'yafat Hashem osam misham al penei kal haaretz, v'yafat Hashem osam ba'olam hazeh, u'misham afitzim Hashem lo'olam haba. Second group, dar mabol dar haflaga. Anshe sedom, ein lahem chelek olam haba. Shenemar v'anshei stom ra'im v'chata'im la'ashem ma'od. Double lashon ra'im ba'olam hazeh v'chata'im la'olam haba. Right, so that already we have a number of chazals. Rashi and Chumash, right? B'mamonam, begufam. There are other ways to understand that pasuk, but that's how the Mishnah understands it. Aval omdim adin. But these generations, these doros, anshei stom, will have to be omed b'din. And the Yad Ramah, as I said earlier, says that that is a chumrah on them. Rem Nechemya Omar, elu v'elu ein omdim b'din. No, they both will not have to. Shneamar, al kein le'yakum rishon b'mishpat v'chata'im ba'adas tzadikim. Right, the first parak in Tehillim, that the rishon will not stand in judgment. Al kein le'yakum rishon b'mishpat zeder amabol v'chata'im ba'adas tzadikim elu anshei stom. Amru lo, and they answered, Reb Nechemya, no, einam omdim ba'adas tzadikim, aval omdim ba'adas rishaim. They will stand, just not in that group, and therefore we argue, we say, they will be omed badin. Right, if we think about all these generations, the Torah, or I should say the world did not really get off to a great start. Right, if we look at the beginning of the Torah, right, we sometimes view as Sefer Bamidbar, as the, so many chatoim, right, Baloscha, and Shlach, and Korach, and Chukas, and Balak, right? Many of them. But look at the beginning of Bereishis, right? We have Chet Adam and Chava, which obviously was a defining Chet. And then we have Cain and Hevel, and we have the Dor HaMabul, and we have the Dor HaFlaga. Right? So what's the message? So there are various messages given in the past. We've mentioned them. But one thought the Slonim Rebbe says, the Nesiv HaShalom, that the Torah, as we know, Sefer Bereishis, is Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And the messages of Bereishis are that, you know, before the actual halachos of HaKodesh HaZalachem, right, it's Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hakina, Vahataiva, Vahakavod, Motzia Nes Adam, and Ha'olam, the big three. Ruin the world! These three sins show that. These three sins show how the world could be ruined by acting based on Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Kayin, even in his name, you have Kina. Right, he was jealous that his carbon was not accepted. Right, the Dor HaMabul, they have taiva for arayos, taiva for other people's money. Right, taiva and Dor HaFlaga, you have kavod. Right, wanting to build the tower up to Shemayim. Right, so you have the big three right at the beginning of the Torah. Again, Adam and Chava, that is a definitional type of sin which started everything. That one we're not counting. That's separate. And then you have the next three. And then he continues a little bit. He doesn't fully continue this in this direction. But the avos are there then to be mesakein each of these. And that's Sefer Bereishis, right? Derech Eretz. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all in their own way, teaching us. Avraham connects to Chesed, which is the opposite of Kina, just giving everything and focusing on others. Yitzchak Avinu, Ezuhi Gibor, he's known for his Gvura, Hakovish is Yisro, right, and the opposite of Taiva. And then Yaakov, figure out exactly with Kavod, exactly how that works out. But those are the three, that's Sefer Bereishis, and that's how the messages of the Torah are there for us. Again, the dangers of seeing what it could lead to, the tikkun for them, and then we're ready to have the Torah. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, like the Netziv also mentions in his Akdama to Bereishis, Sefer HaYashar, right? This Sefer is the book of the Yesharim. The Avos were Yesharim. They were straight. And they taught us how to be straight. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, Hashem created us as straight. And then we messed ourselves up. We made ourselves crooked. But we have to do our best to be as straight as possible. Okay, continuing, says the Mishnah. We'll read the parentheses now, because it will come up. Meraglim ein lem chelek lam haba, sheneemar v'yemuso anashim motziei dibas ha'aretz ra'ah, v'amageif alavnei Hashem, v'yemuso b'olam hazeh, v'amageif alam haba. Obviously talking about the ten, besides Yoshua and Kalev. Dor ha-midbar ein lohem chelek lam haba. The Dor ha-midbar does not have a chelek in Olam Haba, says the, according to, our Girsa. We'll see soon. Veinom de Badin, but they, do not have to be Omed Badin. Shnei Amar, by Midbar Hazeh, Yitamu Visham Yamusu, Devei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, they don't have a chelek. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aleim Omer, what do you mean? It says, Isvuli Chasidai, the pious ones will be gathered into me, Karsiberis, the ones that made a treaty with me, that's the Doradeya. Alei Zevach, right? They will be gathered into me, and therefore Eliezer argues. The Margolius Hayam says here, we mentioned this last week, we referred to this point of the Margolius Hayam already then. He says, how can you say that? Okay, the Meraglim, Dora Midbar, Dora Floga, Dora Midbar? The Dora Midbar, says the Margolius Hayam, the tremendous Sadiqim in the Dora Midbar. Halo Hayulam Banim Kamat Sadiqim, Bekadoshi Elyon, Nachsho Banam Yadav, Shivim Zakenim, Eichitachin Lomar, Shekulam Einlam Chelak Lam Haba. And finally, there was a Xera, they included the Xera of the 40 years, because they were part of it. But to say they're not in the future, Amnam Zeo Rak Paolam Hazeh, Aval Olam Haba, Amru Bechagiga Daf Tezvav, Demisha Zacha, we'll get to this B'Hashem soon also, No Tel Chelko Bechelech Havir Began Eden. Right, everybody's affected by others, and if we have good ashpa, then we could get each other's chelek, get to the person who I was mashpia on. Ve'eichnu chalomar shemikol anshi doro shal Moshe dardei alo yiske gam echad lechelek olam haba shuvtach lekol acham Yisrael. I find that hard to believe. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? And dafka Rabbi Akiva, v'yatharecha kamocha, always having the positive, optimistic outlook. Dafka Rabbi Akiva is talking here. So says the Margolius Hayam, v'nireh delo amar Rabbi Akiva al kol dor hamidbar. It can't be. Can't be the entire dar. El al hamislonim v'hamaraglim shahayu ba'uso adar. U'be'emes lo hayulu mislonim l'maraglim l'adaskar chelik ba'aretz. We learned that in Baba Basra, that these groups don't have a chelik ba'aretz. Aval bil adam haya l'kol echad me'achi dar amidbar chelik ba'aretz hakdosha u'ba'olam haba. But he said, just rejects it. He said, it can't mean kipshuto, the whole dar amidbar. It's impossible. It goes against our sensibilities in terms of the whole dar being held responsible in the future. And he says, everybody has a chelek in, just like the Gemara Baba Basra says, that only those specific people do not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and all the others have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. He says, so too here. And how do you know that? He quotes the Eben Ezra in Vayishlach. We've quoted this amazing line of the Eben Ezra and Vayishlach. Eben Ezra says, when Yaakov Avinu comes back and buys a piece of Eretz, the first thing he does when he comes back after being away, he comes back and he buys a piece in Shechem. And what did the Eben Ezra say there? And the Rabban expands on it, to kol mi sheyish lo chelek be'eretz Yisrael, chashav kechelek olam haba. So if that's true, then our Gemara can't mean that they don't have a chelek in olam haba, and therefore, that is what he said. And then he quotes the Gemara Baba Basra, Kataka Bakodesh, quoting all the sources, Baba Basra, Dafayin Gimel, where one of the Amoram, I think that's the Rabbi Barachana Gemaras, asks one of the merchants in the desert, Ta achsi lecha meisei midbar. Ozel chazatinu v'dami kaman demifsimu. He's shown the meisei midbar. And the Marashbam there says, who are these meisei midbar? But again, it's not talking about those who don't have a chelek. And he continues, and he says that's what it has to be. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, next group. Adas Korach, Eina Asida La'alos. Adas Korach are not coming up. Shene'emar, Vatachas, Aleim Ha'aretz, Ba'olam Hazeh, Vayovdu Mitoch HaKohol, Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aleim Omer, Hashem Mimisu Mechayeh, Morid Sheol, Vayo'al. And again, Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about this group. We mentioned, we had about the Bnei Korach, Bnei Korach Lomesu. Not for now. Tanur Rabbanan, so the first of our discussions that we will have today is the Dor Hamabel. That's all today's daf Kufches, right here in Misecha Sanhedrin. Tanur Rabbanan Dura Mabel, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba, says the Tosefta, the Dura Mabel does not have a Chelek, Shenemar, Vayimachas Kol HaYikum, Asher Al Pnei HaAdama, Hashem will destroy anything that is existent on the ground. Vayimachas Kol HaYikum Bo Olam Hazeh, Vayimachu Min HaAretz, Lo Olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Right, nothing left. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Lo Chayin Velo Nidonin. Right, they will not live and they will not be nidon also. Shenemar lo yadin ruchi ba'adam lo olam. As it said in the Mishnah, lo din v'lo ruach. Tavar acher, different shot of the pasuk, lo yadun ruchi shlote nishmatan choseres limdana. Right, the neshama won't go back into the guf, as we had the Gemara earlier, that Hashem will judge the guf and the neshama together. That won't happen because the Dor HaMidbar, Dor HaMabel already received its punishment in this world. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu b'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzir neshamos lefgarim meisim. As we say every morning, even at that time where Hashem puts the neshamas back, nishmasan kashal lahem begehenim. They're going to stay in Gehenim. Shenemar taharu chashash teldu kash ruchachem eish tochalchem. Again, that's the Mesorah that pasuk is referring to the Dor HaMidbar. Right, they will be totally wiped out. It is fascinating. Some of the Mefarshim point out Noach was before the Mabul and after the Mabul. If you have the Psukim in a Chumash, the Torah describes how old Noach was before the Mabul started and how many years he lived after the Mabul, right? When he had his kids at the end, after the Mabul. Let me just find the Psukim. So it goes through Ela Toldos Shem bin Basla Shana. That was before. If I could just find the Psukim, if not, I'll just say it outside. Psukim describe at the end of the age of Noach, when he was Betzema Yamazeh, he went into the Teva. Let me just look for a second. And okay, I can't find it right now. But either way, the Psukim say that Noach, before, how old was he when he went into the Teva? He was 600 years old, and it says he lived a certain amount of years after the Teva, and altogether, the Torah adds up all those years, and then, here it is. After the Mabul, he lived 350 years, and therefore all his years were 950. One second, the Mabul was a year long, that whole experience. So if he was 600 before the Mabul, and he lived 350 years after, so he should be 951, not 950. No, that year was wiped out of history. Not only, there's no yard site for the Dor HaMabul, right? Even if we say that, not only, like here, they're totally rejected in the future, but it's even more than that, right? That year does not exist in history, right? 600 and 350 is 950, not 950 plus the 1 year of the Mabul. Sorry, that took more than the minute that I thought it would take. Okay, Viter says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul lo nisga'u ela b'shvil tova. The Dor HaMabul felt arrogant because of all of the goodness that they had. Right, this is the Nisayon of affluence. We've mentioned there's the Nisayon of poverty and the Nisayon of affluence. Umaksiv bohem, bateim shalom mipachad. Right, their houses were free. They didn't think anything was going to happen. Velo shevet eloa aleihem. And they didn't have the rod of God. They weren't having difficulties, and therefore they forgot Hashem, right? The kochi va'otzim yadi, because shamanta, avisa, kasisa, right? And va'ishman yishur and va'yivat, all the psukim that describe that state. V'ksiv sharo ibar, v'lo yagil, tefalet parasov, v'lo teshachel, their animals didn't miscarry. V'ksiv yishalchu katzon evilehem, v'yaldehem yirakdun, right? Their children were great. V'ksiv yisu betof v'chinar, v'yismechu l'kol ugav, v'ksiv yivalu yimeim betuv, all good things. They are living out their lives in the goodness. V'shinosem ban imim. V'ksivu b'rega sha'ol yichasu. But in a minute it changes. Right? No matter how great things are going, in a minute it changes. Right? We know. Even if somebody is as healthy, refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafe. Right? If somebody has plenty of money, barech aleinu. We daven for parnasa. Because even in the goodness, everything is up there. We have to always constantly remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehi garma shamru la'el. And that's exactly what caused the problem. That they had everything. They didn't have any tzaras. Shamru la'el. They said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sur mimenu v'das derachecha lo chafatznu. Ma shakai kinavdenu. Who is shakai? Right? Who, that we should serve him. Umanoil kinifkabo. What does it help that we are nifka. Nifka poge is lashon of tefila. Ein pagia el tefila, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Amru, klum tzrichin anu lo. Do we really need him? El tipa shal kshamim? All we need is some rain. We need him to cause the rain a little bit. But yeshlanu naharosu mayanos shonim estafkin mehen. We have rivers and springs. We don't really need even the rain. We don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, really? Okay, you think you got enough water? I'll show you what water is. Betova sheshvati lohen ba machisin osi. With the good that I gave them the rivers and the springs and the rain. With that, they are being machismi uba anidano sam shenemar vanihin ne mevias amabol mayim. So therefore, the affluence led them to reject God, and they rejected, and they said they don't need anything with the water. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll show them with the water. Interesting line. It says umano ki nifgabo. Right? What good would? What does prayer do? We mentioned, but this time I brought it in. You can read it inside from the Sefer HaYikarim, Imam Revi Perek Yudches, where he discusses how tefillah works. This question that the Dor HaMabul asked, right? Umanoil kinifka, the lashon of Manoil kinifka bo, right? What does it help? That's the question that the Sefer HaYikarim says that people ask throughout the generations. How does prayer help? Right? If we're supposed to get it, then what do we need it for? And if we're not supposed to get it, how does prayer change God's mind? So what's the message? So explains the Sefer HaYikarim, of course, as we have mentioned, tefillah doesn't change God. Tefillah changes man. We should be different people after we daven than before we daven. V'ze'adas enu nachon, sh'ashpas ho'al yonos, yushpu'u al ha'makabel, b'yoso b'madrega yedua, v'achana yedua l'kablam. When we're on a certain level, so that's when, you know, this is supposed to happen. The gzeira is supposed to be on Rosner A. But if Rosner B exists after davening, so that's why what's supposed to happen is going to be different because I'm a different person. Not that anything changes mitzad Hashem. V'im lo yachin adam l'atzmo l'kabel ha'shefa, ha'hu, enihu amoneh to me'atzmo. So says the Rav Sefer HaYikarim, there's a gzeira on a person that his tvua should be unbelievable this year. He should have a real bumper crop. If he doesn't plant seeds, it's not going to happen. If he's not making the karka, that's not going to happen. So Hashem can have all the brachas in the world to give us. But if we don't prepare ourselves in that way, we don't plant the seeds, then we're not going to get it. Right, if he wasn't making himself. That's exactly what applies to the Ude Torah, to the other things involved. And then he says, that's what it means in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because I'm a different person. If I'm a different person, then I'm supposed to get, Hashem has a different package for me. Different package for me. And that's what he quotes many other chazals as well. That's how we believe tefillah works, to answer the Dor HaMabul. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer. What they sinned because of the pupil of the eye, which is similar to water, something that they use the chait of the eye, and then there's a connection between the eye, which tears and has liquid, and water. So that's the mita keneged mita. Shenemar veichulahem nashim mikol hashebacharu. They follow their eyes. They took women from whoever they wanted. And that's why water was their punishment. Right, Rashi says, what's the connection? Just like the springs overflow from within, so too the eye tears from within. Right, crying, we have mentioned in the past, every little detail of life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the ability to cry. Right, I remember I once heard a talk from someone who's blind. And he said he hasn't cried in years. He used to not be blind. It's a gift to be able to express emotion. And the tearing, and that's a gift. They didn't recognize that the water, even the tears that we cry, that outpouring of emotion, different types of emotions, that also is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they didn't recognize that. Hashem says, okay, so I'll punish you with liquid as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dor HaMabul Baraba Kilkulu Baraba Nidonu. The Dor HaMabul sinned with great sins, and therefore they were punished with great punishments. Baraba Kilkulu Shenemar Vayar Hashem Ki Rabba Ra'as HaAdam. Great. Uberabani donush and Amar kol mainos to home rabba. Right, the rabba on both sides. The Aruch Laner discusses here also, we're not going to read it, in terms of what exactly was the chait. There was a chait in the mind, there was a chait in the body, and therefore he works out how it's both the mind and the body were taken care of in this onish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlosh nish tairu mehem, there were three of the hot springs that were all opened in the Amabel, three of them were left. Blua de Gader, the Chamitveria, the Eina Rabasi de Biram. Okay, three hot springs. The Ben Yoyada says, what do you mean? We know a lot of hot springs here in Baghdad, right? There were three hot springs left in Eretz Yisrael. Three hot springs left in Eretz Yisrael, which gets into the whole separate issue, but there are certain midrashim that talk about that the Mabul did not go to Eretz Yisrael. So does that mean the water didn't go the whole world? So what happened? There was like an imaginary wall around Eretz Yisrael that the water didn't go in? Or, no, it means that it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. The water flooded Eretz Yisrael too. But it just means that it rained elsewhere, but it didn't directly rain in Eretz Yisrael. The water, though it went in. That's a discussion in the Ramban, I think. Allah Torah. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. But, says the Ben Yoyada, these were the three that were left in Eretz Yisrael. The Margolius Hayam here quotes Josephus, who discusses, yes, and we've used these springs, and one of the springs, I don't know which one he's talking about, is amazing that we went one place, and right next to each other, there were two springs shooting out of the ground, one of boiling hot water, and one of freezing water. And when it mixes together, it's beautiful and amazing, and it really it relaxes you. That's what he quotes from Josephus in the Margolius Hayam here. What does it mean? All basar ruined its lifestyle, its halachic lifestyle. Everybody was mixed up in terms of their physical relations, animals and people, and within the animals, and all terrible actions. And they all went back to their normal behavior, except for the Tushalmi, some type of Rashi says it's a bird, some type of bird that does not act appropriately, so to speak. We mentioned many times, but you have to mention it here because it has to do with today's daf, the Beis Halevi. What does it mean that the animals, what, a horse had a taiva for a donkey, right, and a crocodile, and an elephant, and a giraffe, and what does that mean? So obviously, it's not a taiva when it comes to animals, right? They don't have animals in that way, unless there was a different nature of animals in those days. But the Beis Halevi writes in Parshas Noach that at the people's behavior impact the environment. Right, not only, as we know from many sources, that our behavior impacts other human beings around us, it affects the chevra. If I hang out with tzaddikim, then hopefully it's going to rub off on me. And the opposite, rachmana litzlan. But even the inanimate objects, and even the animal kingdom, says the Beis Halevi, mikom akom ayidehi mashcho achar eza taiva, who magbir kocha shel taiva zu ad shemashri ze beteva shel kol habruim. Ubaha olam lios tivam nimshach laze yozim asha yekotem. Ki kein yasad malko shel olam. This is how Hashem created the world. Human beings' behavior affects the world. Everything around them. Bitzbiyo teva lachol bir yosef. Ukefi rov asiyas ha'adam kein yishtana teva shel kulam. Im ma'at v'im harbeh. And that's what it means. Timu leguf haaretz. And that's why the levels of the ground had to be destroyed through the Mabul, because the ground itself became tameh. The ground itself became tameh. And then he goes through. Obviously, this applies to people even for sure. And this is the Gemara Chagiga that we quoted earlier. Zacha tzadik no tochelko v'chele chaveru began Eden. Nischay of Russia no tochelko v'chele chaveru begehenim. Because whatever we affect, not only our own actions, but everything we affect. And that's what he says the pshat is. Another pshat is in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that we're going to have to give din v'cheshbon. What's din v'cheshbon? What's din and what's cheshbon? Again, many different pshatim. Chaim Yivalashin and the Vilna Gaon says the Beis Halevi, din is what we did. The cheshbon is how we affected the others around us. Right? Latov or Lamutav. Right? And that's the Beis Halevi, this Gemara, how the animals themselves were affected. Good. Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Lakim Lenoach. I've reached my fill. Right, you see, chamas was the final straw. Shrei Dora Mabel Avra Lakol. Dora Mabel violated everything. Velonechtam Alem Zardinam Achapashi Yedem Begezel until they violated Gezel. Shneimar Kimala Aretz Chamas Bepreihem. Viksiv, Hachames kom lamate resha, Chomas stands up like a stick. Lo mehem, below mehamonam, below mehem mehem, below noah mehem. Right? There, nothing's gonna be left. After Hamas comes, nothing is going to be left. Amr Belazar Malamech Zakabatsmo Kemakel. It's like Hamas stood up like a stick. This is all a mashal. V'amalafnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yamalafan. Ribbono shel Olam. Lo mehem, lo meham onam, lo mehem am, lo no mehem. Right, bahem. Right, none. Nobody should be. Nobody should be left. Good. Stop there for a minute. Okay, so there's the gezel literally, and then there's the symbolic gezel. First of all, gezel literally. Interesting question. We say it was stealing. Why do we call it chamas if it was really gezel? Right, gezel means you steal without paying for it. Chamas, chamsan, we had in Baba Kama, that is where you force somebody to sell it to you and you give them back their money. So one of the Achronim suggest that why was it called chamas? Because they stole so much from each other, so it ended up that it was kind of like equaled out. Because I stole from you and you stole from me, so it ended up that I stole from you, but, you know, I ended up getting stolen from you also. So it was more like a chamas. It was so rampant. Right, that's why it's called chamas and not just gezel. And also suggests the Be'er Sheva that maybe chamas could also include other averis. Right, gezel only includes stealing money. Chamas could include stealing wives and other terrible actions, and therefore maybe that's why also it says chamas. There is though a lot of symbolism to gezel. Why dafka gezel and chamas? That of all the averis, right? The Chiddush Yerim is quoted as explaining the tefillah that we say in Ne'ilah, ati notin yad l'poshim, right? Out of all the averis we talk about by Ne'ilah, why dafka gezel? Because gezel is symbolic. Hashem has given us all kochos to use for certain purposes. If we don't use our kochos, our talents that Hashem gave us for the proper purposes, that's gezel. That's stealing. Stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what his plans were, why he gave us those talents. And that's obviously what they did wrong, right? They used all of their kochos in order to undermine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Afal Noach nechta gzar din. Even on Noach there was a gzar din. Elisha matzachin b'nei Hashem, shenemar, nichanti ki yasisim Noach matzachin b'nei Hashem. Right, there was a gzar on the whole door, but the Noach was able to get out of it. Vayinachem Hashem, ki yasa esa adam ba'aretz Hashem. Vayinachem might mean, right, nichamti, changing one's mind. Here in this context, it means that he was comforted, so to speak, from the word nechama. Ki yasa esa adam ba'aretz, ki yasa ravdimi amar. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yafa asisi shetikanti lam kfaris ba'aretz. It's good that I destroy the world. You know, that they don't deserve to be existent. My mashma, how do you know that's what it means that Hashem says, Yafa asisi? Ksiv hacha vayinachem Hashem, ksiv hasam, vayinachem osam vaydaber al libam. Yigadarme loy, or the opposite, lo yafa asisi. Shetikanti lam kfaris ba'aretz. No, I'm upset about it. Ksiv hacha vayinachem, ksiv hasam, vayinachem Hashem al ha'ra'ash, adibar lasos la'amo. He's upset about it. Says the Yad Ramah, chas v'shalom. That we should think that Hashem looks at something that he did and feels bad about it that he did it. That's not what it means here. The Yad Ramah goes to the end. The other Rishonim, we don't really have the other Rishonim till the end, the Ran and the others. The Yad Ramah, Baruch Hashem, goes until all the way. Says the Yad Ramah right here, the Chas V'Shalom Sheishkaga Lefanav, Shehari Ein Chachmaso Machmas Dover Acher L'Machmas Atzmo. Hashem doesn't have wisdom. He is wisdom. L'Fichach Ein L'cha Rega Shemis Alemes Mimenu. So what does all this mean? It's a lashon mashal. Lefish ibet es ma'ase yada v'nira kilu nichi keilu nichi malasi asan ulaolam itchila manas kein baram. He did this. He created them at the beginning with this tanai. Shemiyu mesukanim miskayim v'miyu mekukalim yifra mehem. That was the original plan. V'yim tomar. Then he asked the Shiloh of the century. V'halo bitchila galu v'yadu lefanav shasidin lekalkel mebnei ma baram. Hashem knew this was going to happen. So said the Adramah, that gets into the age-old question of the Rambam and the Ramban and Hilchas Shuvah. God's foreknowledge and man's free choice. We believe in both of those, even though we don't understand how the two of them actually work. Because God's knowledge is not like our knowledge. God knows before we do it. God created time. He's outside of the timeline. So we can't even fathom what that means. There's no before and after for God. Hashem gives everybody the chance of free choice, and that is what we believe, and that is what one of the Ani Mamins are as well. Period. Eile toldos Noach. Noach ish sadik tamim haya b'dorosav. Am Reb Yochanan. So here we have names for the Shitos, right? The Rashi does not quote names in Chumash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'doros av lo b'doros acherim. In his generation, he was great. But b'doros acherim, he might not have been so great. Rish Lakish amar, b'doros av, v'kol shekin b'doros acherim. Rish Lakish said, no, in his generation, he was great. Surely, b'doros acherim, he might have, he would have been even greater, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and again, there's a lot discussed, obviously not for now, in Parsha Shirim we've discussed many different pshatim, about those two pshatim and the two pshatim beginning of Rashi and the different ideas about Miktani Amana, right, the personality of Noach. Am Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Yochanan Madar Adoma, the Mashal of Rabbi Yochanan, that says, only in that generation, it's similar to, L'chavish ol yayin, shesu munachas b'martev shel chometz. If you have a barrel of wine amongst vinegar, so bimkom reichan odev, it's amazing, it's unique where it is. Shalom bimkom ein reichan odev, you put it in a whole store, cellar of wine, barrels, so then nothing is going to seem unique about it. Amar Voshia, Mashal Dereish Lakish Lomad Avadome. Litzlochish Shapalyotin. You have a little bottle of something that smells very beautiful. Smells very nice. Shaisu Munachas Bemakamatinofes. It's put in a very foul smelling area. Bimkoma Rechanotif. Vikoshikin Bemakam Bosem. Sometimes different spices bring out the smell in other spices when they're all together. As we know, the Ketores, right? It brings out the best in each other. So therefore, that's the mashal. What the animals do wrong. Tana, so one shot is what we had earlier. They also were affected. Here's another idea. Tana mishim b'shua ben karcha. Mashal la'adam shasa chupa l'beno. Fiskan b'chol mikol minei su'uda. He makes a big wedding feast and party for his son. Li'amim beis b'no, and then Rachman al-Islan, his son, dies before the wedding. Amaru pizir es chupaso. He gives everything away. Why? I made everything for my son. He's not here. Everything is meaningless. Everything in the world is for mankind. Interesting. Even behema v'chaya, and this is before Noah was allowed to eat the animals. Right, so maybe it means using the animals. We mentioned earlier, right, the Nachash would have been a great servant, the Gemara said earlier. So at least according to that, right, I created everything for man. Achshav shadam chote, behema v'chaya lamali, what's the use? So I might as well destroy everything, right? Everything in this world is for us to use, right? We mentioned, in the past in the name of the Shloha HaKadosh and the Marshal, right, the bracha of Sha'asali called Sarki, we say every morning, right? What kavanah are we supposed to have there? With Pokeh Chivrim, we know what we're supposed to think about. And Matir Asurim, and Zokeh Kefufim. What's Shasali called Sarki? Shoes. Shoes. That's what the Poskim quote on Shulchan Aruch. Why do I think about our shoes? Called Sarki does all of our needs based on the Kuzari. The Kuzari said, the Sefer Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi writes, that we get to mention two of the great philosophical works today. We had the Sefer Ikarim, Kuzari. I don't think we're going to have a Moreh Nevuchim today, though. But the Sefer Kuzari says that, right, the four levels of being, Domim, Someya, Chai, Medaber, the inanimate and the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom and people, the pyramid of life, right? What does that pyramid symbolize? Everything under is used by the level above it, right? The plants use the dirt and the animals eat the plants and people use everything under it. Shoes made out of leather symbolize our authority over the world and the fact that Hashem gives us everything to use, to serve Him. That's Sha'asali called Sarki, symbolized by shoes, shoes which are usually halachic shoes, are made out of leather from animal hide, and that's exactly this Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything for us, right? If we're not using it properly and we're not serving Him, then Hashem just says, forget it, there's no purpose for the world, right? Everything in the world is for people. Hashem did not create the world for animals or for angels. Hashem created the world for people. Mikol asher b'charav ha-mesu. Everything on dry land died. V'lo dagam shebayam, but the fish were not affected. Darash of Yosi ben Kisari, ma'idachsiv, kalo apnei mayim. He is swift and light on the water. Tekulal chalkasam ba'aretz. Their chelek will be cursed. Melamejo Noach ha-tzadik. Noach ha-tzadik. Not too many people are called tzadik in Chazal. Yosef and Noach. Noach ha-tzadik mochiach bohem. Noach did go around and try to give tochacha to them. All the different pshatim. Noach versus Avraham. But according to this Chazal, he went out and tried. Va'omer lahem, asu tshuva, v'yim lava kadosh baruch hu mevi aleichem as a mabul, Hashem is going to bring you the mabul, u'makpen nivlaschem ala mayim kezikin, and all your bodies will be floating on the water, like bottles. Sh'ne'emar, kalu apnei mayim, v'lo'od elo shalokim en klolo l'chol be'olam. And also you will be used as a model for a curse. People will say you should be cursed like the Dora Mabel. Shenemar tukulal chalkasam ba'aretz. But obviously we know they did not listen. Lo yifne derech kramim. What does that pasuk mean? the end of that pasuk in Iyov. So the drasha is they were, Noach was going around trying to get them to do tshuva, and they were busy with their vineyards. They were trying to get out the crooked the thorns and the thistles in their vineyards. Amarlo umima akev. And they, then the question here about the girsa here, right? Is it Amar? Is it Amrulo umima akev? Right? Who's holding back? Meaning, Noah keeps saying, there's going to be a mob, there's going to be a mob. They're like, oh yeah, where is it? Yeah, we don't believe it. Where is it? Why is it so delayed? Right? Mima akev, Rashi, second to last Rashi. Mima akev miyad, sheina osim, yish bi other kol asos kach. If God wants to bring a mob, he thinks we're bad, so just bring it now. Amar lahem. Answer given, preda achas yishli lahotzi mikem. There's one special preda. There's one special being that, you know, Hashem wants to save. According to our Gersa and according to Rashi, Noach is talking, and he's talking about Misushelach. As we know, after the 7 days of his Avelus. The Yad Ramah quotes another Gersa, Misushelach is talking, and he's talking about Noach. Right, they're asking Mr. Shelach, what's going on? Why is it taking so long? He was the other tzaddik in the generation. And he says, because Noach is the one that he found favor in his eyes. Im Kane. So they answer, now, if we still have some time to before the Malbo comes, lo nifted der krumim. We're not going to clean out our vineyard, right, as a mashal. We're not going to do tshuva. It's not happening right now. Right, but once that happens and it becomes so ingrained, then even when they saw the water coming, right, they could have still done tshuva, but right, the water started as a geshem before the mabul, but they did not listen. Darash Rava, my dechsev. Also, many psukim darshened in Iov. Lapid boz laashtos shanan nachon lamoadai regel. So again, we're just doing the drash on these psukim again to learn Iov properly. One would have to see it in the context of the other psukim. But what does this mean? Malamed shahayanoach atzadik. He tried. Noach tried according to these chazals. He tried as hard as fire. Right? Lapidim. And they just made fun of him. They made fun of him, even though he was trying to do his best. Armulo zakein teva zulama. What is this big teva for, you old man? Armulam Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe aleichem is a mabul. Shem's going to bring the mabul. Amru mabul shel ma. What type of mabul? Because we have it covered, Noach. We're good. Im mabul shel eish, if it's a mabul of fire, yesh lanu davar acher alisa shma. We have a special material called alisa. It is fire resistant, right? We'll just surround ourselves. So we're not scared of a mabul of fire. V'im shel mayim hu mevi, and if it's a mabul of water, maybe if he's going to bring, well, it depends. Bring me a zvachim, please. Im min haaretz hu mevi, if he's going to bring water from the ground, yesh lanu ashash yosal barzel. We have iron plates. We're going to close up the springs and the water sources from the earth, so we're not worried. Davar, thank you. And if it's from the shamayim, we have something else. Right, some type of sponge, as the Sefer Arach describes, meaning we are not worried, we're covered. So they say, if it's a mabul of fire, if it's a mabul of water, then we are good. Amar lahem, so he says, Noach answers, or in the name of Hashem, who maybe mivein ikvei raglechem. He's going to bring water from in between your legs. Shneamar nachon lemoadei regel. Right, darshing that pasuk. What does that mean, from between your legs? So Rashi goes to pshatim. Either, number one, as we'll get to, arayos is one of their major averes that they were involved in. So in your own shechva zera, from your own legs, that's what you're going to drown in. Literally, figuratively. Or number two, Rashi quotes that from your legs, mamish, there's going to be a nace. That water is going to come shooting out of their legs, and that's going to be part of the chet. One more line, Tanya, stop here for a second. We'll get there. Interesting that they talk about the mabul of Eish, the mabul of Mayim. So later on in history, remember we've quoted this Gemara often, the Gemara Kufta Zayin in Zvachim, where by Mayim and Har Sinai, the nations of the world go to Bilam and say, what's going on? Is there another mabul? And what does Bilam say? No, Hashem already promised, no more mabul. What do they answer? That was a mabul of Mayim. Maybe he's going to bring a mabul of Eish. So it's a parallel discussion over there in Zvachim Kuf Tezayin. Kfar Nishma Gadosh Baruch Hashem, maybe Mabul Olam. Armadol Mabul Shal Mayim, no maybe. Mabul Shal Eish, maybe. And then he said, no, he's not bringing any of the mabul. And we've discussed Rav Meir Shapiro in the past his thought on why Dafka did they think there was a mabul at that time. Tanya, maybe a mabul kashim, kishikhva zera. The maybe mabul were hot, like shikhva zera is hot. Shenemar nachon, lamoade regel. Amar Rav Chisda, baroskin kilkulu baveira, baroskin nidonu. And in boiling, liquid, they were makalkel, the shechva zera, and they were judged with boiling water also. So it means cooled off, the anger cooled off by Achashverosh. So also the water cooled off, mashma, that it was boiling beforehand. It wasn't just rain, but it was boiling hot water. Interesting, what we've mentioned in the past, the machlokas also between the Rambam and the Ramban, why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it called the holy language? The Ramban quotes the Mor Nevuchim. Ah, we get it, all three. The Mor Nevuchim, the Sefer Ikarim, and the Kuzari, all in one day. That was not planned. Right? Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? The beginning of Kisisa, the Ramban says, you know why it's called Lashon HaKodesh? Because it inherently is holy. Hashem gave the Torah in this language. And Hashem spoke to his Nevi'im in this language. There's something unique and special about it. Because it was used, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses it. And he quotes the Rambam, and he says, I believe in what I said, but the Rambam he quotes, and then he quotes, Vein Sarach Lazeh. He's not arguing on the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know why? Because it is a language that, we're not talking about modern Ivrit, right? Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh does not have any, what we say, inappropriate words. There's no what we would call inappropriate dirty words. So to think, why? Right? When a husband and wife are together, what's it called? Bia. Bia is entering in. There's no separate words. Mei raglayim, water of the legs. No separate word for urine. Mei raglayim, right? It's a language that is unique and special. There's no separate word for an Eber Hazacha or Eber Anakeva, right? Even shechva zera. Shechva zera, right? Zera is seed. Shechvas, when a man or woman lie down, the seed of lying down. From the word shechiva, shechva zera. Again, whenever we have these words, we have to appreciate the Lashon HaKodesh, says the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, and that's what we have here. Could also mention that here. So 7 days, and then the Mabul was on the earth. What were those 7 days? So we know one shot from Rashi ala Torah, but he gets it from here, and here there are four pshatim. Number one, Amar Rav, Eli Yimei Aveil Hashem Musu Shelach. Right, these are the 7 days of Musu Shelach Lamedcha Shehespedim Shal Sadikim Akronis Baranis Lavo. Number one, the Hespedim of Shal Sadikim. And the dealing with the Avelos of Sadikim, that prevents Puranis. And that is number one. And that's what Rashi quotes, Allah Torah. Tavar Acher, Lishivas. Maybe it's Lishivas. What is it referring to? Shashina HaKadosh Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder Breishis. The world that was created in 7 days, Hashem undid that during the Mabul. Shai Sachama Yotzeis Mimayra V'Shachas B'Mizrach. The sun rose in the west and set of the east. Everything was shaken up by the Mabul. The Ben Yoyada says, they were so confident in using their natural resources as protection. I'm going to use these metal plates. I'm going to use this sponge that I have. Hashem says, I'm going to mess up nature. You're going to realize you have no control. You have no control in anything. You think you can protect yourself? No, there's not going to be any rules, right? Like the Torah says, there were no seasons, right? Kor v'chom, right? Kayitz v'chorif. There was nothing with all of your confidence. Number two. Davar Acher, Shekava, Vahem Ashbaruch, who's Man Gadol, V'Acharkach Man Katan. Hashem gives them an extra. Hashem is such a Rachman that he gave them 120 years, and then he says, okay, you know what? I'll give you another 7 days. Just come on. Please, you see, it's so close. Another 7 days. Or Davar Acher, number four, L'Shivas Hayamim, Shehit Imam Me'en Ha'olam Haba, Kedei Sheyedu, Matova Manu Mehen. L'Shivas Hayamim, he gave them a taste, Hit Imam, a little bit of Olam Haba, to realize what they were missing. Good. There is another pshat that's not in the Gemara here. The Yerushalmi has. The Yerushalmi in Moed Katan. That Hashem was sitting Shiva for the world. That's amazing. Right? Hashem was sitting Shiva for the world. And ask the Yerushalmi. He said Shiva beforehand. He said Shiva after somebody dies or is destroyed. What do you mean he said Shiva for the world? Moed Katan, Gimel, Hey. Right, and the Medrash also mentions this in Breishis Rabbah Lamed Beis. Right, what do you mean that Shiva for the world? Says the Yerushalmi, human beings, we don't know whether somebody's vada going to die or not, so we have to wait until after they die to sit Shiva. But Hashem knew the world was going to be destroyed. So he said Shiva for the world beforehand, vadai. Right, and that's why, similar to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, once he was told that his son was going to die, he sat Shiva. He sat on the ground. Right after the son dies, he got up, he washed himself, and he was not no longer on the floor. Why? Because he was told by a Navi. was told by a Navi that this was going to happen, and that's why it happened. The Torah Tamima discusses this Yerushalmi also. If you want to look in the Torah Tamima, Parshas Noach quotes this Yerushalmi. Sheshamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al olamo shivas yamim. Mikam la'avelus shivas yamim. Good. Mikala behema tohora. First, really wide line. Tikach lecha shiva shiva ish v'ishto. Ishus lebehema miyislai. What, husband and wife come to the table? Is there marriage for behemoths? Amar Shoma Nachmeni, Amar Bionasan, me osam shlo nevda behem aveira. No, it means those that did not mate with those who were not their mate. And that's why it emphasizes ish v'ishto. Mina yada, how did Noach know? Amar of Chizda, she'avir levnei ha-teva. He passed them in front of the teva. Kol sha-teva kol taso. Whichever one the teva accepted. Biyadua shlo nevda behem aveira. So those were good. Those Noach knew. V'kol she'ein ha-teva kol taso. Biyadua she'nevda behem aveira. So he did not accept those. Rabbi Yavo Amar, me'osan aban me'aleihem. There were only certain animals that came to the teva by themselves. Whichever ones came, those are the ones HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure were the ones that were pure. Asei lecha teva zatzei gofer, my gofer. What's the material of gofer? Amar Rav Ada, Amri Debei Rav Shela, Zu Mavliga. V'yamri la gomish. Right, two different types of materials. Rashi says, Eitzu. Certain types of strong wood. Tzor, tasei la teva, Amar Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenoach, Kavaba, Avanim Tovos, Margolias, Kadei Shiyu, Me'irus, Lachem, Katzaharayim. Right, here the Gemara quotes one of the days of Tzohar. Stones that could light up. Remember Rashi quotes the other day of a window. The Torah Tamima that we just were looking at quotes, maybe those two days are the two days of Dershim L'Shvach and Dershim L'Gnai, like we had before, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. That those that were Dorish L'Gnai say that it is a Sohar. You can't look outside. But like Lot's wife. But those who say it was a Tzohar, right, it was a window, say maybe that's because it was Dershim L'Shvach. V'yalama tachaledem el mala. On the top, it should be only an amma wide. Because that's how it could last. Meaning, you don't have a wide roof, so all the water will rush off the roof. That's why the roof was so skinny. Tachtiim, shniim, ushlishim, ta'aseha. Tana tachtiim lezeva, the lower level was for the garbage. Emsoyim lebehema, the middle level for the animals. El yonim, la'adam, the upper level for people. The klayakar on that pasuk quotes, because this is a microcosm of the entire world. The whole world at that time was the teva. And the teva, Noach had to realize, and Hashem was teaching us that there were different levels of the world. And therefore, the Teva had these three levels. That's why the Klei Yakar says, why didn't you have just a very wide Teva, the same floor? Right? Everybody on the same floor. No. Hashem Dafka wanted the different floors to be able to have a microcosm of the world, of the different levels of the world. Vayishalach esa orev. So the orev, the raven, is sent out. Ratz re'amar ishlakish. Chubanitzachas heishivu orev the Noach. The orev had a good tshuva, good answer to Noach. The Yad Ramah here says it doesn't have to literally mean that he spoke English to him or Hebrew to him or some other language, but as we know from elsewhere, the Sichas, right, the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Sichas de Kalim, the Sichas Chayos, right, somehow, like Shlomo HaMelech knew, right, the different ways that the animals express things. So, but symbolically, the Arif says to Noach, Amalo Rabcha Sonani V'Yatasanatani. Hashem hates me, says the raven, and you hate me. Rabcha sonani minat tahorim, shiva minat tameim shnayim. First of all, I'm a non-kosher animal. So you only took two of me? Right? So number one, that shows that Hashem hates me. V'yatasanatani shatame niach mimin shiva v'ashlech min shnayim. Why are you sending one of the two ravens? If something happens, there are no more ravens in the world ever. Send one of the seven. You at least have extra ones. In pokea bisar chama usar tzina, lo nimsa olam chaser bir yachas, there's not going to be anything left. Or, Oshemele Ishti Atatzarach. Or maybe you want to be with my wife, says the raven. That's why you're sending me out. Amarlo, Russia, Bemutterli Nasarli, says Noach to the raven. What? With my own wife, I'm not allowed to be with during the Teva. But Nasarli lo kol shekein. What, with you? What are you talking about? Ominalan de Nasar, and how do we know Noach was Nasar with Tashra Shemitah during that time? Tachsiv, Uvasa la Teva, Ata, Uvanacha, Vishtacha, Unashevanach, Itach. Right, they're separate. The men and the women. Tachsiv, Tsemen, Ateva, Ata, Vishtacha, Uvanacha, Unashevanach, Itach, Vamrav Yochana, Mikanj, Amru, Shenesru, Vitashvish, Hamita. There are midrashim also about the Orev. That Noach, we mentioned last week in Shul, that Noach was telling the Orev, what good are you? You're not kosher, you don't serve any purpose. And Hashem answers, Noach, no. The Orev has a purpose. In the future, there's going to be somebody named Elio Anavi that's going to be sitting in a cave, and the Orev is going to bring him food and drink. And Noach, don't think that there's no purpose for any animal in the world. Every animal, Ein Lecha Adam, She'ein Lecha Shilosha, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, everything has a purpose. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Shimshu B'Teva. Three beings were with their mates in the Teva. V'kulam laku. Kelev, v'orev, v'cham. Right, which, what happened? Kalev. Kelev, a dog, nikshar. A dog, what's his punishment? Tie, nikshar. Some say this means that something happens when a dog mates with its mate. There's some type of, they get stuck. Nikshar. The Yad Rama says, dogs are generally on leashes. Right, and that's what it means. Nikshar. Ultimately, a dog will always be led on a leash more than other animals. Right, cats aren't led on a leash. Right, dogs are led on a leash. Orev ruck. An orev spits. What does that mean? Spit Rashi says the way that they transfer the seed is from spitting into the mouth of the other one. That's not how Orev's Bizman Hazeh, but maybe some type of animal, other type of animal, another type of species of Orev that we're not aware of. Chum, Waka Ba'oro. Chum was punished with his skin. Rashi Asmeno Kush, Rashi says, that his skin was colored in a way that was punished. Vayishalach Hazeh Yonah Me'ito. And then Noach sends the Yonah from him. Me'ito. That word did not appear by the Orev. Leros akalo amayim. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah mikan shadirasan shalofas tohorim ima tzadikim. The Yonah liked to be with the tzadikim. That's why it says me'ito. Vihine alezayis tara pefiha. And he comes back with a alezayis, an olive branch in his mouth. Amar belazar. Amar Yonah levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam. Yehi mizon osai merurim kizayis. Umresurim biyadcha. I'd rather have this bitter leaf of the olive, but get my parnasa from you, Hashem. Valti umetukim kidvash. Umresurim biyad baser vadam. And nothing sweet in the from the hands of baser vadam. So that's what I hope. My mashma dahi teref lishta de mizoni. Who? How do you know the word teref? Taref befia is a lashon of food. Dechsif hatrifeni lechem chuki. Period. On this pasuk, that's where I mentioned before, the Ramban and Breishis discusses, you know, Dafke Zayis, how was that a proof to Noah? According to the Mandamar that it didn't rain or the water wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, how would this be a proof that the water has gone down? Maybe you got the olive tree from Eretz Yisrael, right? And there are also a lot of mysteries on the whole story. What happened to the Orev? Doesn't say anything that happened to the Orev. The Yonah went, came back, right? So, but the Orev is mysterious. Right? A lot to look at on the Mefarshim on Chumash. The olive tree, though, is a very low tree. So if it's that is a raya that the water has gone low down. They went out from the teva according to their families. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lemishbechosam v'lohem. What does that mean? Lemishbechosam v'lohem. All different pshatim given. We'll go with the Yad Ramaz pshat. They went out with their families, but they were not the same animals that went in. V'lohem. They weren't exactly the same. Maybe they were leaner. They haven't been being on a teva for a year, you know, does something to people, right? Whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, people, animals, lemishbechosam v'lohem, right? You see it on the Be'er Sheva on the side, lo yadana pirusho. Exactly what this means. Rashi has a pshat, other rishonim, but we'll go with that pshat. Amar Rav Chana bar Biznal, Amar Elei, Eliezer l'shem, Rabba. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, once met Shem, the son of Noah, right? He was learning in Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Ever. So he says, can I ask you a question? I have heard the story. I've read about it in all the encyclopedias about what happened with you. K'siv l'mosh b'choseim yatsu min ha-teva. Atun heichan avisu. No, how was it? How was it in the teva, Shem? Amar le tsar gadol hayilanu b'teva. It was so hard. Tsar gadol. Birya shedarka lachila bayom hechanu bayom shedarka lachila balayla hechanu balayla. Right, the animals that had to eat by day by night. Hai zakisa lo aviyada abba ma'achla. Right, there was a certain type of animal, a zakisa, that my father didn't know. Abba, right, doesn't say his father's name. Keep it up, aim. Abba, he didn't know exactly how. Right, Rashi says shame birya, some type of animal. Didn't know what it eats. Yomachara aviyasev akapali rimona. One time he was eating a pomegranate. They brought pomegranates onto the teva. Nafal tolasamina, and a worm fell out of the pomegranate. Achlan, all of a sudden, this akisa comes and eats the pomegranate, eats the worm. Mikan ve'elach, so that now Noach knew what to give it. Mikan ve'elach, avi gavel lechizra, used to need bran, ki mislan, when it became wormy, achla, so then he gave it. So he used those little animals, those little worms to feed the others. So the Chashuk Echemet here has a discussion of feeding animals to animals. Is there any problem with that? Tsar balechayim, you know, an animal is an animal. You know, is there any problem? We know that the machlokas aposkim, whether tsar balechayim is only torturing animals, painting animals, or even killing animals. Right? So what happens? He talks about, what about putting little fish into a tank when you know they're going to be eaten by the big fish? Many animals, you know, eat other animals, right, out in the wild. But what about, you know, I don't know, giving a fish to any marine animal, giving a mouse to a snake, giving, I mean, all of these. So this Gemara sounds like, you know, he created the worms in order to give to the zakisa. Arya Ishasa Zinsei says, shame, thank God the lion got a fever for most of the year. So therefore he was, you know, not really too, functional. Ishasa Zinsei, the fever sustained it. To Amarav, lo batzer mishisa velo tefei mitreser zina ashisa. A fever could sustain, right, a person doesn't need as much food, from 6 to 12. Does that mean 6 to 12 days? Does that mean 6 to 12 months? Either way, the fever helped them out. Avarshina. Ashkechine Abba, Degani Besafna de Tevusa. My father found the Avarshina, right, another type of bird, which is called a chol in a, in Tanakh, de Tevusa. It was lying on the floor. So, Amarle Babas Bezone, so says the Noach, right, you don't want to eat anything. Amarle Chazizek Navitrida, I see that you're busy. Aminalo Atzarech, I don't want to bother you. You know, whenever you have time. Right, again, the Ad Ramah says, this conversation didn't really take place. Right, it means that he understood the patience of this animal, that it could last long without food. But Amar Leh, Noach gives it a bracha. Yehei Rava Delo Tamus. Right, you should not die. Shenemar Va'omer Imkini Egva Ukechol Arbe Yamim. Right, Ukechol, like a chol, this word is called a chol, Arbe Yamim, I will make your days long life. Right, the Rashi says, Eino Meis La'olam, it never dies. But the Ad Ramah says, no, it just lives a very long time. Doesn't mean that it never dies. Amar Rav Chana bar Livoya, Amar Shem Rabbal Eliezer. Another conversation between Shem and Eliezer. Ki asa alaychu malchi mizrachu mayer atun hechav disu. Right, Shem says to Eliezer, right, and, you know what, let's stop before this, because this is going to get into the next story. We'll stop by Amar Rav Chana, and then we'll get into the Nachem Ish Gamzu a little bit, the story from Maseches Tainus also, and the sand turning into arrows, and then tomorrow Zav gets into the Dor HaFlaga, and the Anshei Sdom, and the Meraglim, and Adas Korach. That's all on tomorrow's daf, as we continue here in the last week of Maseches Sanhedrin.